The WorldCom and Enron scandals look very familiar to commentator Daniel Ferry. He's a middle school teacher, and he thinks that businesses in the U.S. behave a lot like his students.
We are a nation of seventh graders. Two decades ago, the teacher started nodding off, and the smart alecks have been running wild. Some of them just got called down to the office, and they are pleading the fifth. Watch a seventh grade classroom when things are going well. It doesn't look like the teacher's doing much of anything. The class seems to be directing itself, exploring independently and responsible for its own success, which is true up to a point. But what happens if the teacher leaves the room? There would be a few moments of order before the students noticed, then slowly, bit by bit, starting with the smart alecks, all hell would break loose. A good teacher sets the conditions for success, then monitors it. That's called classroom management. In government, it's called regulation. The goal is not an invisible hand. The goal is to exercise the lightest hand needed to manage classrooms or economies. It is the nature and the strength of adolescents in a classroom and of businesses in a free economy to test boundaries. Adolescents and entrepreneurs are by nature brash, arrogant, creative, and endlessly searching for the chinks in the established order. Their strengths are great, and so are their weaknesses. They do not want to be told what to do. They tend to claim rewards as their right and to consider consequences to be somebody else's problem. They shine with glorious self-interest and assurance. Get off my back. I know what is best for me. And when things are going well, it is tempting to back off. That's when the teacher is tempted to step out of the room for a minute. Or the government is tempted to believe that business can regulate itself. Our country has suffered this delusion recurrently, notably in the Gilded Age of the late 1800s and again in the Roaring Twenties. In each case, there was an economic boom in which the brash, the smart alecks, the economic equivalent of the class clowns bought, bribed, and cheated their way into the chinks in the established order. Their corruption of that order preceded the depressions of the 1870s and the 1930s. J.P. Morgan got really rich, and all we got was this lousy economic collapse, and then this one, and then the next. We are a nation of seventh graders. The teacher stepped out of the room. The smart alecks have been running wild, and some of them just got called down to the office for a dose of humility. As usual, they say it's not their fault. And as usual, someone else has to pay.